With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Some of President-elect Trump's cabinet choices still face scrutiny following the withdrawal of Matt Gaetz to be Attorney General. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The tapping of former Congressman Gaetz was seen as the most problematic among Trump's personnel announcements, but he was not the only controversial cabinet selection. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard, and HHS nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. each face questions about their experience, past actions and statements, and policy positions as they seek Senate confirmation. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Working-class voters helped Republicans make steady election gains this year and expanded a coalition that increasingly includes rank-and-file union members. It is a political shift spotlighting one of President-elect Trump's latest cabinet picks, the GOP congresswoman, who has drawn labor support to be his labor secretary, Oregon Representative Lori Chavez DeRemer. Wall Street kicks off a holiday-shortened week with the blue chips opening tomorrow at a record high and Bitcoin hovering around the $100,000 threshold.
It wasn't only the Dow that turned in a winning performance last week, adding almost 2%. The S&P and the NASDAQ advanced more than 1.5% on the week. Apparently, the stock market's post-election rally isn't quite over just yet. Bitcoin ended the week just shy of $99,000 after hitting a record of $99,850. A result of investors anticipating a more crypto-friendly administration and Congress. Rich Thomason reporting.
Forecasters warning of another round of winter weather that could complicate travel leading up to Thanksgiving. California bracing for more snow and rain this weekend while still grappling with some flooding and small landslides from a previous storm. This is SRN News. President Trump says he will use federal funding as a means of purging America's schools of wokeness. On the campaign trail, Mr. Trump vowed to keep boys out of girls' sports and end classroom lessons on gender identity and sexual orientation. Mr. Trump's education plan pledges to cut federal dollars to schools that defy him on these issues. Perhaps his most ambitious promise is to shut down the Department of Education entirely, a goal of conservative politicians for decades, saying it has been infiltrated by left-wing radicals. International Christian Concern is hoping that President Trump's State Department will place Nigeria and India on its countries of particular concern list. Nations on that list are accused of gross human rights violations, in particular persecution of Christians and other minorities. ICC spokesman McKenna Wendt says, quote, "The U.S. has an opportunity to help end the mass genocide of Christians in Nigeria and pressure India to eradicate blasphemy laws." This is SRN News. If you are fully prepared, holiday season travel will be less stressful.
One expert traveler suggests making a list of things you need to do and cross off each item as you complete it. Carry your comfort zone with you. That could mean noise-canceling headphones and maybe snacks from home. Always carry a change of clothing and a phone charger in case of delays. Stay hydrated. And remember, consumption of alcohol can only make stress worse. Jason Walker reporting.
Chuck Woolery, the affable, smooth-talking game show host who later became a conservative podcaster, has passed away at the age of 83. He hosted Wheel of Fortune, Love Connection, and Scrabble. With his matinee idol looks, coiffed hair, and ease with witty banter, he was inducted into the American TV Game Show Hall of Fame back in 2007, got an Emmy in 1978. This is SRN News.